created the big picture of all diseases, which you can check out on either of my websites, drcarly.com or reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Learning how to stop these assaults as well as detox those which have already occurred is what allows healing to occur on every level. Facing the reality that the psychopaths, hold on, I'm getting a call here. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details because the devil's in the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying your lives, especially if those psychopaths and parasites are in your inner circle, which is the hardest reality to face. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion is a firewall in the brain that prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth and creating cutting-edge solutions is all we need to do. Compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what is being used to control you. As Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one striking at the root. Learning to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created this hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I were them, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of shows for the past few years can also be found at TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support this network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, thanks to Ron again, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll free number to listen to the show. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. On the show on 11412, my answer to What's Healing America was confusion as to who is who in the zoo. Please be advised that because someone's a guest on my show does not mean I endorse all their views. We have been lied to about everything, and each person must listen carefully to determine if a guest or caller is giving truth and has good intentions, or is operating out of ego or giving false information. The road to anti-hell is being paved by those with good intentions, and it's very important to learn how to determine who is who in the zoo for yourself. A mass awakening is happening, and to reach critical mass, we must keep the momentum going. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. On today's show, our answer to what's ailing America is pure evil. And I'm very excited to have as my special guest, John Kaminsky. But before I bring him on, I just want to mention a couple of other things. My show on this network is now also being picked up by TalkStream Live, so that's very exciting news. And just so you know, you can go to CBSCares.tv. They're having a colonoscopy sweepstakes. It was announced in a commercial during 60 Minutes on January 15th. Can you imagine this crap? Colonoscopy sweepstakes. Okay. All right. I hear you chuckling in the background, John. Let me see how much time we have here. Yeah, we have time for me to go over your bio info before the break. Okay. This is what John sent me as his bio. John Kaminsky, a completely different version of the news from what mainstream media tells us. What has distinguished writer John Kaminsky's deliberately disruptive presence, I love that, on the internet over the past 10 years. First for trying to blow the whistle early on about the 9/11 false flag deception, and then later for his implacable insistence that the Jewish issue is the world's most important debate. Kaminsky has been banned, satirized, defamed, misrepresented, and ridiculed by media operatives who all have demonstrated some reason to criticize his writings. Through it all, a hearty band of devoted fans has followed him, and more people have noticed that his critics have either dropped away or modified their public stances to sound more like Kaminsky himself every day. The Holocaust is a lie, Jews completely control reality, and there is a plan in place to exterminate a significant number of people. The U.S. Constitution is broken, and a president who lies about everything can now take your life for no reason. A former newspaper editor in small New England towns, Kaminsky lit up the World Wide Web in 2004 with his 9/11 stories appearing on numerous websites. But as soon as he began to describe the larger picture of the Jewish penetration of reality, his work soon disappeared off most of the websites that had praised his earlier work. 10 years of his internet essays are packed into his website, johnkaminsky.info, along with great essential knowledge about the mainstream media hoax. Okay. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Carley. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And I have to say that I basically concur with all your positions. It's quite obvious that seem to have a takeover of everything on the planet by people that call themselves Jews. The only thing I want to add to that discussion is that I talk about psychopaths, and obviously we got lots of Jewish psychopaths, but we got lots of non-Jewish psychopaths as well. So I like to focus on the people. I like to focus on the people that don't have a conscience.
That's a good way to do it.
But it is kind of interesting. I mean, in different books they've written, as a matter of fact, Deanna Springola has had some outstanding guests on her show as of late. On January 20th, she had this man, Frederick Paulberg, whose website is NaziGassings.com, talking about, you know, the fake Holocaust, the whole $6 million lie, or 6 million people dying lie. And January 13th, she had this 21-year-old man who just calls himself by his website named Zion Crime Factory, who basically has done all his homework with a history of these predators. And 21 years old, I was so excited. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Did you see that string of videos he sent out today? It was like the Library of Congress coming in an internet, in an email.
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to check yet, but it's very good that we have some young people whose brains are not totally destroyed by their vaccines and, you know, the aspartame and fluoride and all the rest of it, that we actually have some people with working brains, but yes, it's apparent that there is a sinister agenda amongst these predators. And definitely, you know, we have to talk about it. Go ahead.
No, sorry about that. That's a backhoe going by. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm on my porch.
Okay, and every time I start my show, I get the slave walking by my house, which make my three dogs start barking. So here we go. It's already started. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Hold on, John. And stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is pure evil with my special guest, John Kaminsky. And the caller that just got added to the conference, please mute your phone so that we don't get disturbed by what's going on in the background. Is this my dog's barking at the slave work units wasn't enough. Okay, John, I just want to read something that I like to read on a regular basis because it's right in our face. And this is the last sentence of the 10th paragraph or the 10th protocol of Zion, which says, it is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by want, so that the goys see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. And as far as I'm concerned, that one sentence says it all. That's what they're doing, and I learned from Deanna Spingola's show with Zion Crime Factory, because a lot of people say, oh, those protocols, you know, that's a fiction. Well, it's funny how it's all just happening right in our face, but I learned in that show about a book called Water Flowing Eastward by Leslie Fry, which authenticates the protocols, although in my opinion, just the fact that it's all happening is pretty much all the authentication you need. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure what the question is. What's the question?
Well, basically, I'm just giving you a chance to give your insight. I'm sure you've read that book and see that it's all coming true. And, you know, apparently one of the things that these predators like to do is put it right in our face. You know, there's a new video game out. I think I sent you the link, Depopulous, where they talk about how they're depopulating 90% of the population with poison water, food, vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's like a game to them, apparently.
In listening to what you said for the past few minutes, I'm seeing, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm working on a story on light today, which is kind of a very positive story, and I'm hearing a negativity that bothers me and is exploited to trap those many people on the internet who are not so much looking to really actively go out and fix things, but just kind of get the adrenaline rush off the excitement of exciting topics and accurate topics. And lately I've been seeing some of the things that keep people apart and keep us from forming coalitions, and I think I first saw it in that circus known as Christian Identity, which is constantly bashing the Jews with all these biblical assertions, and I'm thinking, well, from that point of view, there is no way that we're ever going to have be able to incorporate them into a genuinely human coalition, because they are totally focused on skewering the enemy, and they won't accept anybody in their ranks who is not on board with their exact program. So they can't be part of any coalition. And I first noticed this with ProThink. the very good 911 website that had that wonderful movie that I had on the top of my website for 3 years. It starts with the Lavon affair and goes through all the Jewish depredations down through time. But I never talked to the guy. He wouldn't talk to me. There's this whole set of Christian identity people, Carolyn Yeager, Skip Baker, who are trying to, it's almost like they're trying to corner the market on dissent. And what really bothers me about them is it's not the crime of 911 that they're trying to investigate or overturn as much as they are trying to put forth their own curious version of reality that the Bible thumpers are always dredging up, the Maccabees or Yahshua or all of these people who, it's like that reality is more important to them than the empirical necessity of arresting the perps who did 911 before they kill any more of us. So,
right. Is that video perhaps Missing Links? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, that's a wonderful video.
Okay.
And it's I want them to be part of a 9/11 coalition, but there's no way that can happen because what is more important to all those people is preaching their particular version of the gospel, and that's why I can come back and say Christianity is a Jewish plot to keep us separated by all these denominations, and there's no way we can get together because people spend all their time arguing about trivialities rather than identifying with true human needs and realistic goals.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I don't know if you're aware of Charles Giuliani. I've had him on my show.
I'm a semi-regular on Charlie.
Okay, so you know about him. And so he is to religion what I am to medicine. That's how I describe him, because he basically was in it. You know, he was going to become a preacher, and then he said, looks like I've been had. And I just want to make it clear. I just want to make it clear that I totally agree with you. I'm very glad to hear you say what you're saying. I'm not saying it's all about the Jews, because actually I have friends that are Jews. I have friends whose loved ones have been murdered by the medical mafia.
Dr. Carly, the Jews are using a template to destroy civilization, and I am using a template to destroy them. Before we get too far into that, my friend Dr. Mary from Pennsylvania, a psychologist, wanted me to ask you a question about if you had had any recent news about suicides precipitated by chemtrails, and the analogous news story to that is this rabies vaccine in Texas that they're dropping all over the landscape to kill the wolves and the foxes, but they dressed it all up in fish food, so any pet that ever sees one of those is going to get the rabies vaccine.
Right. Let me make it clear, and I've done shows on this in the past. The rabies vaccine, and especially the live oral version that they're dropping from planes, causes rabies, okay? So, you know, this is how these psychopaths operate. They cause the problem, and then they'll have a, you know, article on the news, we found a rabid raccoon or a rabid or whatever the case may be. You know, you need to get your pet vaccinated. The rabies vaccine causes rabies. And, in fact, there's no question in my mind that all of the strange cannibalism and rape and things that are happening in Africa and things of that nature are happening because they've put a rabies vaccine into the regular vaccines they're giving those people.
Oh,
so I'm not sure about suicide, but definitely homicide. Yes.
How about the rabies vaccine? Is it in the chemtrails?
I'm sure it is. I mean, we don't know what's in the chemtrails. I had a show about chemtrails actually the last couple of weeks, and next week Michael Murphy is supposed to be on my show talking about this. One thing I want to mention that I neglected to mention is that, you know, with everything these psychopaths do, there's many different reasons or different plans, you know, their intentions. One of the things I neglected to mention is that the barium, aluminum, strontium, etc. being put throughout the atmosphere is also creating a giant movie screen in the sky. So I encourage all of you to research Project Bluebeam, where they can use holographic images to either bring about the second coming of Christ or an alien invasion or whatever they choose to do. So there's many things going on with the chemtrails. One thing I'm sure they're spraying is mycoplasma, because everybody is infected with mycoplasma at this point. Rabies, that's like a separate operation, dropping these quote-unquote oral vaccines from the sky. But you never know. I mean, I think there's different things going on in different areas.
I got a note from a friend in St. Louis who said a good friend of his had been and thousands of people were sick with radiation sickness. Now, I don't know how he knows that, but these people have something that has really debilitated them.
Right. Well, there's homeopathic remedies that can detox radiation. I suggest everybody take, there's a product called Nascent Iodine. The company is Magnascent. That's something everybody should be taking. Not the iodine that they're promoting, because that will actually cause hypothyroidism. But, yeah, I mean, the Fukushima disaster is definitely reaching all of us at this point. Plus, if you have a nuclear reactor in your backyard, you know, you're being affected. And that's what it's amazing. Go ahead.
Speaking of Fukushima, have you heard the stories about people developing frontal lobe cortex shrinkage so that their foreheads are becoming recessive, and that because the hospitals refuse to even recognize that anybody has radiation illness now, they're refusing to treat them. So all these people with shrunken foreheads are walking around laughing maniacally about their condition. Have you heard anything about that?
Not that particularly, but, you know, it's actually quite amazing. I went to medical school with somebody by the name of Ali Khan, who now works for the CDC. And he wrote an article that's on the CDC website about the zombie apocalypse, which is coming. And they're creating they're creating zombies. That's what they're doing. Rabies is one way for them to do it. There's many ways for them to create zombies. And that's what we're starting to see happening. Forget going to a hospital. I mean, you know, the people in the hospital, that's why I left medicine. They have no clue how to cure anything. All they do is manage disease and give toxic drugs that make you worse. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Well, people need to know what to do. We need to have a coherent vision of what to do. One of the points I was going to pick up on earlier stuff that you said was being in opposition to people and having, it's like people can't see that their own beliefs are getting in the way of uniting to purge the world of the perps.
Exactly.
That has to be, and that's why when you talk about, when you talk about the evil in other groups, I don't think you can realistically go after that until we properly identify the evil in ourselves, and even more important than that, the false beliefs we have that can make us ignore these slaughters all around the world.
Well, I don't talk about evil in groups. I talk about the psychopaths themselves. And psychopaths have to be, you know, whether or not they're psychopaths has to be determined on an individual level. And it's very clear that, you know, the fruit of their actions, you know, basically what they're doing makes them psychopaths. But I agree with you, and the religion is a huge problem that we have. And that's why in the intro of my show I talk about, you know, forget the man in the sky. We have to come up with solutions ourselves. And the good news is there is solutions for everything these predators are doing. It's been around, you know, Tesla technology has been around for over a century. My protocol reverses all diseases. There's solutions for cleaning up the ocean, et cetera, et cetera. But until we can basically charge these psychopaths with treason, and many of them, you know, live and work in the District of Criminals, and of course that's one of our problems, as they pretend to be our representatives, they're actually psychopaths themselves. And so it stands upon the people. We have to do something, and that is the problem. Most people, you know, they want to write a letter to their congressman. You know, what I say about that is, yeah, right, tell the fox what's happening to the chickens. I'm sure they'll be real interested in responding to that. Yeah.
I have a different take on the temptation to label the enemy psychopaths.
Okay. I'm open to anything. Go ahead.
I have some insight into that with my experience with Laura Knight Jadzik at signofthetimes.com. She has a storied history as a channeler who moved to a chateau in France and has this news service that it's a kind of a tepid pseudo left wing news service that claims to have epiphanies about 9/11, which is it's like nobody has any more epiphanies about 9/11. It's all the reworking of other people's material. And she actually invited me over there. I never got to make it, but her thing is about psychopathy, and she produced these books by Hervey Cleckley and some other guy. And I saw the product that she was delivering. I saw the magic word she wasn't using, and I had to conclude that use of the term psychopathy, in my humble opinion, is just another synonym for communism, liberalism, feminism, anarchism, Zionism, and psychopathy are all synonyms for Judaism. And when I say, let me run out this thought.
Go ahead.
When I say that, I can also say with equal sincerity that I've met some beautiful Jews in this world. And the logical formula that leads me to the conclusion I've made doesn't match up with a lot of Jews I've met. So what I'm after, what I've been pursuing now for 5 or 6 years, and I guess this is such a freighted issue, and that in itself should raise alarm bells, that we have this prohibition about talking about Judaism publicly. It's like a case of acne everybody in the world has. You can't talk about Jews. So why is that? What secret is being kept? And of course we know what it is. It's the worldwide control of every business, educational, religious network in the world, plus control of all the world's media and all the world's money. So they are our keepers. They are the predators, and we are the prey.
Exactly. I totally concur, and I just want to say that the reason I use the term psychopath is because, and I agree with you, it could be, you know, basically made a synonym with all those other words that you use. However, they've actually done studies on psychopaths, and there is actually damage that is evident in their temporal lobes. Their amygdala, their limbic system is screwed up. Okay, so you can actually identify the damage in these psychopaths. And the really disturbing thing is that they're creating more psychopaths. Vaccines actually damage those particular areas of the brain. That's what causes autism. And there's many autistic people who are very violent and things of that nature. The MIT and their psychopaths have actually done studies using magnetic resonance to destroy the moral code in people. So they're creating more psychopaths, and this is what they're doing in order to cause more chaos in the world. And that's the problem that we face. I also wanted to bring up one of the big you know, things on my mind is the Kol Nidre, you know, that oath not to follow your oath. The Hippocratic Oath has become the hypocritic oath, and basically doctors are killing people now, and that's very obvious to me at this point. So this is happening in all professions. You know, police officers are you know, tasing people and murdering people and doing all kinds of things, pepper spraying them because they're sitting down at an Occupy protest or whatever, and judges are immune even if corrupt malicious or incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, all of this stuff. Go ahead.
It's like we know the list. I mean, you and I both know the list better than most people. But I am coming to believe that everything has to be overturned and reversed because so many things are backwards now. And we need to right them. And the only way that can ever happen, it begins with identifying the darkness in ourselves. And until we do that, we can't accurately identify the darkness that has taken us all down.
Well, what do you mean by darkness in ourselves?
Well, it's our belief system. What do we believe?
Right.
We believe we believe we'll be okay if we just get in line with the herd, accept what they say, and go along to get along, and if we promise to obey our keepers when we die, this is Bruce Campbell's line, I love it. if we obey all their orders, the best we can expect to hope to get is to be crucified.
Right. Okay.
So,
I'm so glad
that's the way that's what's running society, and that's why we're killing all these people.
Right.
Because
we believe that if
we allow ourselves to be crucified, then we're going to go to heaven and be with Big Daddy.
Right.
And,
well, I can assure
and
you.
That enables soldiers, it has down through time since the Persian Empire, that is what enables soldiers to go and sacrifice their lives for their fellow soldiers over a meaningless objective. And kill half the population of the world.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I'm so glad that you said that because I can assure you that the listeners to this show are on our page, okay? Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening because I don't miss words and I tell it like it is. But yes,
the trouble with people being on the same page, it's like we're past that point. My friend Mark Edwards came up with a line the other day. Quieter practice is over. We got to do something, and we got to do it now.
I agree. And I don't claim to have all the solutions, but I definitely know that you're totally on point when you say that everything is the opposite of what it's supposed to be, and the solutions are already present. So what needs to happen is for the predator, parasites, whatever you want to call them, to be outed, to have a light shown on them, let them run under the rocks from whence they come, let them get in their space shuttle and fly to Mars and destroy that planet. I don't care what they do. But definitely they have to be... Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I've been doing for 5 or 10 years, and most of the proper intellectuals out there have turned their back on me because I came along on Rents, you know, and was a big star on Rents and sold a lot of books and was at the top of the queue very often. But the time came to choose between the word Jew and Zionist, and I refused to choose the word Zionist, so I was off most of the popular internet websites for that reason.
Well, can I ask you, wait a minute, this is very important, because I've got some emails after I announced you were going to be on my show, that is the only criticism I received about you is that you don't make that delineation. And you've already said
you know some
Jewish people who are wonderful people, so why don't you make that delineation?
Because the real problem with Jews is not the Zionists, it's not the Shabbatai and Frankists, it's not the Bilderbergers, it's not the Rothschilds, it's not any of these Edgar Bronfman, it's not any Jewish movers and shakers. It is the heart of Judaism that is the problem. It is the basic reason for its existence that is the problem. The central rules of Judaism are to kill or enslave all the non-Jews of the world and take their property. They take a lot.
Yeah.
They take an oath year to lie about everything they do, and all of their holidays celebrate slaughter.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is pure evil with my special guest, John Kaminsky. And we have a number of callers lined up. I'll bring you on after the next break. Please mute your phones, people, because we can hear everything going on from wherever you are. And I just have to say that I totally agree with what you're saying, John. As a matter of fact, if people read the Talmud, the evil that's propagated in this quote-unquote holy book is just mind-boggling, that you can have sex with children as long as they're under 9 years old and other things of that nature. And it's amazing to me, you know, they're talking about Sharia law. We hear about Sharia law all over, you know, what the Muslims are up to. Well, we never hear about the Noahide laws that actually promote beheading people and things of that nature. You know, it's just so obvious that our government is occupied by these monsters.
Starvation is their favorite recommendation.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so what do we do?
We ferret out the darkness inside ourselves and stand up and create standards for ourselves that the Jews can't possibly live up to.
Yes, one of my favorite contributors, Dan McCarthy, calls that emerging choices. Choices,
yep,
out of the box. You know, they give us an,
yep,
A or B mentality. No, we have a choice C, and that's what we have to do, is do things that they would never expect us to do. Yes, I totally agree.
That's right. They'd never expect that. You have to ask yourself, am I a psycho, blood-sucking killer? Because that is the image the world has of America. When you think about what's going on, all those wars over there are based on false pretenses. All the wars of the 20th century have been based on false pretenses. None of them were necessary, and they were all engineered by the Jewish money men. And more people are learning that, which is why I've been saying for a long time the Jews are in such big trouble once everybody in the world finds out what they have really done. Because they have profaned everything. In medicine, you know what they've done, but in politics,
yeah,
in media, with the money, everything. They have, and that is why what's going on now in the world is a 360-degree murder plot. So they can cull the population down where they can have brain-damaged slaves doing their bidding, and the rest of the people, they got no plans for them.
Well, they go along to get along, and I totally agree with you. And actually, it was a moment, I tape-recorded this off C-SPAN, Vice President Joe Biden standing in front of an APEC conference announcing that he was a Zionist. And then we have all the GOP candidates in a Jewish conservative conference, all standing up and professing their love for Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently that's like
way beyond absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on with this? I mean, are we Americans?
Total.
I mean,
I've been writing about it for 5 years. It's called the mind lock, and what we all have it to some degree, and it is the Jewish perversion of reality that has taken place over the past 2,000 and especially the past 200 years, where all of these social concepts that have been developed for us, particularly in the nature of taxes and nonprofits, are all schemes to sap us of our lives. And that's what's happening. We're all 90% dead already.
Exactly. But I have to say, in regards to good Jewish people, I've been reading all the emails you've been sending me, and somebody that I considered a good Jewish person was Henry Mankow, and you actually mentioned him.
I don't want to go too far into that because we could spend a lot of time talking about it, and ultimately that's a distraction off the real issue. Like
but
I
he
say,
does give good information. He does give good
no, he
information.
Doesn't. No, he doesn't. He has tricks in all his stories where he assigns the blame. I just got him the other day over something, but the most famous one he did was he did a big story about the Balfour Declarations, and at the end concluded that the Christians were responsible for it. And if you read, every Henry Mackall story has a twist like that in it. He is the premier Jewish disinformer.
Okay, well, I have to study his work more closely. He talks about Satanism and sacrifice and things of that
all
nature.
All synonyms for Judaism. The problem is not all Jews. The problem is not all Jews. The problem is the heart of Judaism. It's the pure essence of evil in the world, and it is absolutely responsible for all of the destruction that's going on in the world today.
Yes, as a matter of fact, all the people that I have that I consider friends that are Jewish are not quote unquote religious. You know, they don't even go to temple and they don't do any
That's another escape mechanism. Oh, we're not part of this. We're going to distance ourselves from these crimes. That's not it at all. The fact of the matter is, we all have to be religious and believe in each other.
Okay, but not the man in the sky. Because the man in the sky is not going to save us. And as a matter of fact, as per the Old Testament, that man in the sky is pretty bloodthirsty. And he digs sacrifice and he likes the smell of blood.
That's all true. But the man in the sky has kidnapped us from ourselves. He's kidnapped us from ourselves. We should be paying attention to life and not his rituals to immunize us from death.
Right. Well, when your reward is death, I mean, you know, that's what so many people tell me. I'm offering my suffering up to God. I'm like, how sick is that? I mean, you know, that your reward is suffering.
Your reward is to be crucified.
Yeah. That's sick. Yeah. Well, why are we here?
That's sick. And that idea could only have been invented by Jews because they're sick.
Okay. I'm not going to disagree with that because that's happening. And it's obvious. And that's the biggest thing we have to basically wake people out of their slumber is that they have to stand up and say no. Say no. You wrote that in one of your emails. Say no. No. That's the magic word.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And actually, a Jew invented that phrase. That was Arthur Kessler in Darkness at Noon. The most powerful force in the world is the power to say no. Anyway, how big a break at the top of the hour?
I'm not sure because it used to be 6 minutes, but my the owner of the station has decreased the breaks for me, so it might be less than that. But
right,
go ahead, we have a few more minutes.
Go ahead. Well, I've been working on a positive story about light today. I should tell maybe your listeners something a little about myself. I've been writing on the internet for 10 years, and the last five have been pretty much centered on the Jewish issue. But I'm an ex-newspaper guy who lives in Florida in a rundown trailer. I wanted to tell people about my car. It's 22 years old, and it just got the death sentence from the from my mechanic. Fortunately, it's still running. I pretty much subsist on Social Security and contributions from people, and fortunately, there are about six angels who keep me in peanut butter and a few better things than that. But if anybody wants to help me do what I do, I'm at johnkaminsky.info, and since I was kicked off PayPal for talking about Jews, I have to get everything by mail, so anybody who can do anything, that would be a good time. Anyway, that's the advertisement.
Let me just finish that thought.
Despite what some people might consider adversity, I am getting happier by the day by figuring out ways, if we can just do them, to stop these perps from destroying the planet. So I'm actually in a pretty good mood, and I look forward to getting back to this wonderful story about light that I'm doing. But light is one thing and the blood that's flowing in the world is another, and there are, as you have so rightly pointed out in so many of your shows over time, we got to get a handle on these people who are trying to kill us by controlling population numbers, because that's not the way we want society to go. We want this society to blossom, not be a stunted radioactive cinder.
Well, not to mention, who are they to decide who's going to be depopulated? How about if they were depopulated? I mean, what would happen then?
That's an excellent idea. I've suggested on numerous occasions that all of the rules that are put in the Talmud for Jews to follow against non-Jews should be reversed. And let's see how the New York Times would howl about that if it were okay to take property from a Jew and kill him without any repercussions.
Right. Exactly. Well, we can make their opposite day our opposite day, and that's what has to happen. Okay, let me just start bringing some callers on. We have a caller from 502. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Dr. Carly.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. Hi.
Yes,
hi,
go ahead.
John.
Who is this?
I know this voice.
This is Dan.
Yeah, how are you, Dan?
How are you
McCarthy.
Doing, Dan?
Yeah, good to talk to you. I think police are the problem, but here's the real problem.
The real problem is there's that pesky music again. We're going to
okay.
break. So
all
stay,
right, hang on, I'll be here.
And continue after the break. Thank you so much for calling in, Dan. We'll be right back with West Family Mayor.
The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our...